Novembre est le mois pour la prévention de la violence familiale en Alberta. Le but consiste à sensibiliser, mais aussi à élever les consciences sur un problème qui s'est aggravé avec la COVID-19. Nadine Kamieniecki œuvre depuis 3 ans comme responsable pour la prévention contre la violence familiale dans un refuge pour les femmes victimes de violences domestiques à Rivière-la-Paix. Elle fait le point sur cette situation.
Our numbers have actually been quite high this year, and we think it might have been because of the pandemic as well, and people being isolated more so from their families and things like that. Because we're a further north shelter as well, we take in some families that, when they first come in, they consider themselves homeless. But as we continue talking with them, we find out that they've been in a domestic violence in relationship that is abusive.
Être capable de fuir une situation d'abus, c'est loin d'être évident sans autonomie financière. La précarité règne et certaines femmes n'ont d'ailleurs jamais connu une telle indépendance, témoigne Nadine Kamieniecki.
Yeah, a lot of them don't, or they've never lived on their own, or they've never had rental history or anything like that. So that's where we come into play and we help them. We help them get there. It takes time, but everyone gets there. And that's why with our second stage as well, it kind of gives that stepping stone. So if they fit into the criteria, then they get to go to second stage and be able to kind of experience living on their own with still assistance from the shelter or even our outreach program as well. So our outreach program can help women that may not still feel confident but did get their own home to be able to make sure that they feel confident, they feel secure and they feel safe in their apartment.
Le refuge de Rivière-la-Paix propose également de l'encadrement afin d'aider les femmes à s'insérer sur le marché du travail.
In the shelter, like in the emergency shelter, we have a residential case manager who helps the women, you know, build a resume. We provide transportation to be able to go out and, you know, to take out resumes or help them apply online or kind of go over what an interview might look like.
Pour prévenir des situations d'abus, un signal d'alerte a été mis en place. Nadine Kamieniecki nous en rappelle les principes.
Because of the pandemic too, we've come up with a signal with your hands to kind of show that you are in an abusive relationship. So you would have your palm open with your thumb inside and then close it. And so with that, it kind of gives a signal that, you know, someone needs help. And until we get to talk to them, then we kind of know what the situation is. So it could be one of those things where it's even spiritual abuse or cultural abuse, just being manipulated and being coerced into doing things that they don't want to do.
Selon les données de Alberta Council of Women's Shelters, en 2019, 2346 femmes et enfants n'ont pu être acceptés dans des refuges situés dans le nord de la province, contre 1827 dans le sud. La raison principale est le manque de place. Le Domestic Shelter de Rivière-la-Paix est un organisme à but non lucratif dont les levées de fonds sont consacrées à en construire plus. Sur l'échelle de la province, en 2019, près de 5680 femmes et enfants n'ont pu trouver un toit, faute d'espace pour les accueillir. Hélène Lequitte, Nord-Ouest FM.